What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Nick. You've entered the chat with me and Miss Marley Berkeley. She's a runner. She's a track star. She just won her state championship on Tuesday. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
How does it feel to be a state champion at just a sophomore? You led your team with 40 points to lead to the state championship. What was that like in that moment, just taking over basically every event? I just talked to Coach a little bit ago, and he mentioned like four or five events where you won the state championship. What was that like?
It was a very exciting day. I was just filled with a lot of excitement with family and friends and the team overall, and just coaches being there as well. It was a great end to the season for sure.
Of course. And I noticed there in one of the interviews that you had, you mentioned that you were struggling with some shin splints that were pretty bad. And I dealt with some shin splints myself, and they're not that fun. I don't know if anyone listening has ever had those, but you definitely don't want them. So you had to deal with some adversity. What was that like on that big stage, having to deal with those?
Shin splints are definitely always a struggle that I deal with as far as every season. I also struggle with a hip flexor injury. So it really was kind of a setback as far as I didn't get to compete as much in a lot of our meets, but we had a lot of seniors this year, and we just really were pushing for that state title, and just the overall team just being together and pushing me to just push through the injuries really just helped, and it really worked out for the best, for sure.
Coach mentioned that you had an event that you did where you placed seventh, and it was the first one to start out one of the days, and that just changed your entire mood. He also mentioned that you hate losing, which I can totally relate to. What was that? What was that mentality like when you had just had that switch turn on in your brain?
I, like you said, I do not like to lose. I when competition's there, I'm ready to compete for sure. But long jump in the morning, it's very impactful to my shins for sure. It's just a lot of pressure and stuff, but I just use that as a pushing factor to really push through my other events. I felt more confident in those anyway, and I just use that as motivation. And again, with just the team and the coaches just pushing me through it, and my family watching me, I just feel very blessed to have everyone there with me and supporting me like they did.
What advice would you give to the youth listening that maybe are also runners that want to get to your point, or maybe in a different sport where they just want to succeed in whatever they're doing?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's just, you have to have your heart in it, and you have to really be enjoying it, and just be in an environment that you enjoy. I just suggest to always just be confident in yourself and push for higher limits than you think that you can achieve. I for sure did not think I would have placed first in a lot of the events that I did. I'm very blessed, and it's just a lot of confidence and the good Lord just with me and pushing me through it. It was a great season, and I'm very blessed.
I would say it's a great season when you're coming out with so many state titles and placing first in so many events, and then helping your team get on top of that first place podium once again. I mean, can't ask for much more than that, can you?
No, definitely not.
So you mentioned the support that you had behind you, all of your events throughout everything, your family was there. Do you have any shout outs of like who's pushed you to your limits? I mean, battling adversity with whatever injury you may be facing on that day, who really was that cornerstone for you?
I for sure have to say my family, for sure. They love watching me, and they are always at every single meet and always hooting and hollering in the stands, and they just love watching. I'm just very thankful that they are so into the sport as well as I am. And again, my coaches, Corey and Carp, are amazing, and all the other coaches for Signal, and just the team. They're all truly amazing. And again, we have like 20 plus seniors graduating this year, and not having them next year, yes, it'll be sad and bittersweet, but I just know that they're always going to be supportive and reaching out and just being the awesome people that they are now.
Definitely. And I was going to ask you, with all those seniors graduating, does that seem intimidating to you at all? Are you looking to next season like we're going to repeat? What does that feel like for you with that knowledge of those seniors graduating?
I definitely feel like we're losing a bunch of good sprinters and a couple of distance, but I know that the whole team is still going to be hungry for state again. We have a lot of good, amazing rising seniors. Yes, it's a little intimidating, but I know that we're all going to grow and push ourselves to be better. Just push through for the next a couple of years, especially my senior year. We have not as many seniors as we would, but I know we're all just going to continue working hard and pushing ourselves for sure.
Have you looked to the future for after high school plans? Has anyone made any offers to you yet? You're just a sophomore, so you don't really have to think about all that right now, but has anyone seen what you did on Tuesday or really contacted you yet?
Honestly, I've had one recruitment letter come out, but again, I'm just a sophomore and it's been so new to me as well. I definitely see myself running in college and running in the future. I'm just, again, I feel like this coming up postseason is going to be my big year where I'm going to try to be doing a bunch of training as far as doing injury prevention and just overall getting stronger. And I really just hope that this coming up year after I've trained and prepared myself, that it'll be a good jumping year for me and just continue to progress as I get older.
Of course. And I've got one little fun question for you. What songs or artists motivate you before meet?
I would definitely say, personally, I'm a Christian. I find that Christian music is very helpful to me. It gives me calm. It keeps me calm and everything. But of course, any hype music, the whole team always has a playlist going that gets me in the mood and we're all super excited together. So anything that's fun and hype, for sure.
Thank you so much for taking the time to answer some questions today. And congratulations again on all of your accomplishments from Tuesday. There's so many of them. It's kind of hard to keep up with, but congratulations again. And yeah, thank you for taking time out of your day.
Of course. Thank you.
Of course.